From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Caribbean awaits the next step from the OECD in its fight against offshore tax centers. Pro and anti-American supporters clash on Vieques. And Cuba marks the first anniversary of the return home of the world's best-known shipwreck survivor. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. After a series of meetings that ended today, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is expected to outline the next steps in its tax competition initiative against offshore centers. The announcement could come as soon as tomorrow. The OECD is reported to have dropped threats of sanctions against low-tax centers, such as those in the Caribbean. But a U.S.-based lobby group for tax competition, the Center for Freedom and Prosperity, says supporters of tax sovereignty shouldn't celebrate just yet. Its president, Andrew Quinlan, told me that the next battlefront with the OECD will be on the issue of the exchange of financial information.
Well, what's happening now is the OECD is forcing the U.S. to accept if the U.S. asks Barbados for information on a particular person for tax evasion purposes, that they have to give the information over to them. And we don't think that protects financial privacy. So the way we look at this is that we basically defeated the OECD on the tax harmonization part of the OECD initiative, but the information